Hello and welcome to this service coming to you from St. Martin of Tours Church, North Nibley. On this Sunday, which is Remembrance Sunday, a time when we remember those who have given their lives for us through war. And primarily we remember, of course, World War I and World War II. But let us not forget those who gave their lives in the Battle of Nibley Green, half of which were local farm workers who had no intention of getting themselves killed the week before. They were made to do it. And we remember those who have died in the Gulf and the Falklands and the other places where we've had war. And war, all, don't forget, of course, the Palestinians and the Israelis and the Russians and the Ukrainians. We begin our service with a number of readings, the first one from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. And Lamentations, chapter 3. This I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Isaiah, chapter 40. Those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And finally, Isaiah 40, what does the Lord require? Micah chapter 6. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? We commit ourselves to work in penitence and faith for reconciliation between nations, so that all people may, together, live in freedom, justice and peace. We pray for all who in bereavement, disability and pain continue to suffer the consequences of fighting and terror. We remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives in world wars and conflicts past and present have been given and taken away. Remembering from this village in World War I and II, Charles Bennett, Leonard Bullock, A. Barton, Gilbert Capener, Percy Capener, Frederick Ernest Cooper, Philip Cook, Edward Crocker, F. Elliot, G. E. Elliot, W. G. Elliot, E. P. Gabbett, Frederick Greenslade, Thomas Harris, Arthur Hazel, Stephen Jones, Harry Long, Morris Leonard, Cyril Martin, Victor Martin, Percival Parsons, W. F. Richardson, Harry Tallboys, Stuart Tallboys, Richard Tellin, Jack Venn, Thomas Venn, D. H. Wilson, Samuel Woodward, and William Wyatt. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not worry them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun in the morning, we will remember them. So we pray, ever-living God, we remember those whom you have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of your presence. May that same peace calm our fears, bring justice to all peoples, and establish harmony among the nations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. The text for this sermon is John 15, verse 13. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. This sermon is from the Archbishop of York. And at the bottom, it said, please share. So that's what I'm doing. Some years ago, there was a television advertisement that tried to sell a certain sort of insurance by telling us that security was the most basic human instinct. To illustrate this, the advert featured the Great Wall of China, telling us, though this may not be actually true, that it is the only human structure that can be seen from space. A wall, of course, is primarily built for security. But what this really means is protection from each other, to mark out territory, to keep others out. Donald Trump got elected in 2016 on the promise to build a big one. It is indeed a basic human instinct to build walls, but it is it the most basic? Isn't it rather a sign of our failure to love each other and not just our need to be secure? As we remember all those who died because of the failures that ended in war, and as we consider the growing divisions and binary arguments and fake news and hate speech that separate us from each other in our world today, how can we establish peace? And where should our allegiances lie? To those whose side of the war we happen to share? Or to those who care for peace so much that they are prepared to tear down walls, where should our allegiance be? We need a vision for peace which is beyond warfare and divisions, and can even begin to see what a different, more peaceful and collaborative world might look like. Such a vision is given us in Christ, of course. Working for this vision, and letting our communion with God inspire and equip us is the best way of honouring those who died to secure our peace and whose sacrifice we remember today, and the best way of building a different sort of world. When someone is baptised into the household of the Christian Church, as the sign of the cross is made on the forehead, this prayer is said by the congregation: "Fight valiantly as a disciple of Christ against sin, the world, and the devil, and remain faithful to Christ to the end of your life." This is a modern version of the prayer book, which says, "Do not be ashamed to confess the faith of Christ crucified and to fight under his banner." Those who prepare the services for the Church of England today prefer the language of disciple to soldier. But the image is essentially the same. The image is taken from an ancient military ceremony where colours are presented and laid before the altar. Just as a soldier fights under the banner of their regiment, whose colours march ahead and whose presence raise morale, so a Christian lives their life under the banner of Christ. And what is this banner? It is the cross, the sign of peace. But not that peace which is little more than an empty truce, the silence after the guns have stopped firing, but the true reconciliation, painfully embraced, something worth dying for. On the cross, Jesus confronts the hate and anger and disease and divisions of the world. And he does it with love. He receives the worst the world can give, and he goes on loving. He lays down his life for his friends, and he asks us to do the same. The God of Jesus Christ is a barrier breaker, tombstone roller, barricade buster. Sins forgiven. Those who are separated are brought together. Enemies become friends with Christ in the mix. For if the Great Wall of China is the only human work that can be seen on earth, as it were from heaven, then the only human work that can be seen in heaven from earth are the wounds of Christ. The wounds that we made when we tried to get rid of love. The wounds that are themselves the sign of barriers broken down. If we want to know the truest human instinct, then we must look to Christ. for he shows us that it is not security, but community that brings us peace. Not alienation, but forgiveness. Not conquest, but sacrifice. None of us want to have to fight for these things, and war must always be the very last resort. And politicians must learn wisdom and restraint, for it is not them that go into battle. And better than anyone, if you want to know about the horrors of war, ask a soldier. And every war begins with human greed and human failure. But as we gather today for this annual remembrance of those whose lives were lost in war, we make this remembrance by declaring our allegiance to God, the God who is revealed in Jesus Christ. It is under his banner that we march, and it is he and he alone who can secure the peace that we long for. Let us look beyond ourselves, beyond other ties of school or family or class or caste or even nation, beyond to that other country whose fortress is a faithful heart and whose paths are the paths of peace. Amen. Hear these words from the New Testament, from John. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. From James, this is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Let us pray for all who suffer as a result of conflict and ask that God may give us peace for the servicemen and women who have died in the violence of war, the civilians who have died in the violence of war, each one remembered by and known to God. May God give peace. God, give peace for those who love them in death as in life, offering the distress of our grief and the sadness of our loss. May God give peace. God, give peace for all members of the armed forces who are in danger this day, remembering family, friends and all who pray for their safe return. May God give peace. God, give peace for civilian women and children and men whose lives are disfigured by war or terror around the world, calling to mind in penitence the anger and hatreds of humanity. May God give peace. God, give peace for peacemakers and peacekeepers who seek to keep this world secure and free. May God give peace. God, give peace for all who bear the burden and privilege of leadership, political, military, and religious, asking for gifts of wisdom and resolve in search for reconciliation and peace. May God give peace. God, give peace, O God of truth and justice. We hold before you those whose memory we cherish. And those whose names we will never know. Help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world, and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish us harm. As we honour the past, may we put our faith in your future, for you are the source of life and hope now and forever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And so, as we near the end of this act of remembrance, it's pointless us remembering the people who have died due to the futility of war if we don't commit ourselves to trying to improve things for the future. So let us respond in hope and commitment. Let us commit ourselves to responsible living and faithful service. Will you strive for all that makes peace? We will. Will you seek to heal the wounds of war? We will. Will you work for a just future for all humanity? We will. Merciful God, we offer to you the fears in us that have not yet been cast out by love. May we accept the hope you have placed in the hearts of all people and live lives of justice, courage, and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Redeemer. Amen. And the blessing. God, grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the Church, the King, the Commonwealth, and all people, unity, peace, and concord. And to us and all God's servants, life everlasting. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Son and the Holy Spirit, being with each one of you and those that you love this day and forevermore. Amen.